Yeah, and the one thing, John, too, I suppose you were looking at a McCool's forward line who put up a massive score last weekend, and the big threats there were Oisin Gallen and Marty Riley, who, apart from Marty, came into the game really strong for 10 minutes in the second half. He managed to curb the influence of them in the game, and that was a big factor in the game, I think, too.
Yeah, I suppose as a big factor in the first half, probably not to give them a platform. They got a fortuitous enough goal in the first half, what took them back into it. We were pretty comfortable at the time. I know Kevin Martin made a good save as well, coming close to half time. But we're then level at half time, and you're just looking for a bit of character from boys that haven't been in these situations that often. And in fairness, they dug in there and really deep, and they earned I think a well deserved victory in the end.
And listen, you're in the mix, so you are going into the final game. You've a Dunlow at home here next weekend. You couldn't ask for more than that, I think.
No, I suppose it was important for us having the two home games. While Glenties last week, the scoreboard didn't reflect exactly how the game panned out, but we learned an awful lot from Glenties, who are a quality side in Championship football. So we'd like to think we learned a bit from that, and we know for sure that Dunlow will put up another big challenge next Sunday here.